So, and I don't know whether we will get the evidence, but maybe you can take a guess if I say, if when we do a conference for general medical oncologists and we present a case of metastatic breast cancer with a BRCA germline mutation, how do you think most general medical oncologists say they're going to treat the patient in terms of how they're going to use a PARP inhibitor?
You mean in breast cancer?
Yeah, so they could give monotherapy, which is what all the trials did in breast cancer. They don't do that. They give platinum and then they give PARP maintenance, although it's never even been studied in breast cancer. So they're buying into the ovary model. Is that model ever going to come to prostate cancer? I guess not.
We cannot assume benefit. I think those of us who have been, again, like yourself in the field for many years now, recognize that things that seem to make sense and logical at the end of the day when you test it, even after having very early, very promising data, the results are not positive. So I would caution physicians in terms of improvising, I call it, because the potential for benefit is there, but there is the potential of harm. And the question comes up is we have the responsibility to ensure minimizing the harm.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think people are going to do that in prostate. I mean, breast, there's a lot of data with platinum, so it's a lot easier to sort of make that jump.
Yes.